God say amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Lord's house today, and we're so glad that you're here to worship. And we appreciate Georgia being with us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. given us the impression that you like to hear the way this girl, I mean the way this man sings. Yes.
I saw
the smiles on your face. Some of you grinned a whole lot. Some of you laughed out loud.
You didn't get that impression from me, though, did you?
No, you and I had our time. We laughed the first time we heard him sing.
If I had a haircut and looked as bad as yours over there, I wouldn't say a word.
Listen,
that's the pumped up, most spiked up mess I've ever seen.
Have you forgotten it's Sunday morning?
Got a hole on this side of
it. Now, if I were you, I wouldn't talk about hair. The last time we sang over here, he spent 45 minutes on the bus getting his hair ready. And when he came off the bus, he forgot it. Glad you didn't forget it today. Anyway, he's asked me to let him sing. He wants to be featured on a song.
Yes.
And before we do that, though, we're going to take a vote. I want you to turn around and face the wall back there because I don't want to embarrass you. We're going to take a vote and find out just how many of you, by the uplifted hand, would indicate that you'd like to hear Terry sing some high notes. If you want to hear him, would you just lift your hands? There's one, two, three. We've got three. Terry, it wasn't a landslide, but you got three votes. Would you sing for three votes?
I'll sing for
you. All right, let's go back to 1939. He's the first one that sang this song, written by Lee Moore Abernathy. In 1939, he was out on the road then, singing his out. God's amazing grace. A song called He's a Personal Savior. Come up here, old man, and sing. I want you to sing hi. All right. Tell them that we have moved. We have a new address for those of you who like to send cards and letters and put your name on the back of a $20 bill. We've moved. We were staying, the last time we were here, we were staying at the Empty Arms Hotel in Gainesville. But they built a new home down in Guilford where Terry lives. It's called the International House of Old People. Now, if you have trouble remembering that, just think of IHOOP. We're at IHOOP, so you can write us there, IHOOP.
Yeah, I'm so ready to see Mr. talking, all right?
Yes, you would.
Now, listen, I've got different emotions going on in here. You're finally smiling, you're finally ending the service. Thank you so much. You're a wonderful audience, you know. It's just our job. We as old people can come into town from Georgia, spend an hour with you, and you shouldn't even think anything about it, you know? Because we're going to be gone in a little while, all right? So don't think anything about it. But what we came over here to tell you about this morning is about Jesus. Amen. And what he's done in our life. Amen. Now some of you already are clapping your hands and everything else. Just one song. It may hurt a little bit, but I want you to just put your hands together on this night. I won't try to lead you in a pep rally anymore, I promise you, okay? But just one song. Now some of you are already doing it, but you're hiding it. There's something wiggling I can't see. Because your head's going like this right here to the music, all right? Let's just go ahead one time, all right? Turn that song on back. Does this fit your beat? It don't?
I hope.
Well, put it on anyway, all right? Let's see this. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Lord, disgrace.